I'm very pleased to present to you our next speaker, Dr. Kristen Moore, Chief Executive Director and the Director of Research at Child Trends Incorporated in Washington, D.C. She's been with Child Trends since 1982. Her primary areas of research are child and family well-being, the effects of family structure and social change on children, as well as early sexual activity and parenthood. With Dr. Martha Zaslow and the Manpower Development Research Corporation, she's conducting an evaluation of the impact of the federal jobs program on children whose mothers are on AFDC. She's testified on numerous occasions before Congress and the administration. She's assisted with several large studies. She mentioned just a couple, the National Commission on Children's Study and the National Survey of Children. She's served on many prestigious panels. She's published well over 60 scientific articles. She received the Presidential Award from the National Organization on Adolescent Pregnancy and Parenting. Now, my visual for Dr. Moore's talk. Everybody's nervous about what they're going to get. As Tom states in his paper in the book, one of the difficulties of welfare reform is that we have so many contradictory objectives at different levels. For example, at the national level, signified by this globe, we have objectives, as stated on the Statue of Liberty. Giving your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shores, send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me, I lift my lamp beside the golden door. So the United States, more than many other countries, has tried to be a golden door, to bring in the poor from diverse cultures and diverse backgrounds, and to lift them out of poverty. We've been successful in many ways, but we've got a long way to go. It's a tough act to accomplish. That's a national objective. A prominent objective at the state level has been to reduce the cost of welfare and to reduce dependency on public assistance. That's led to family objectives. Our objective for families is to encourage self-sufficiency through education and job training. And as President Clinton said last night, which got thunderous applause from both sides of the aisle, to move families from welfare to work, from dependence to independence. And yet one final objective is the subject of our next speaker's remarks. How is welfare reform going to affect another group, a group that's often overlooked in the debate on welfare reform? And that's the children in welfare families. And just as this little person is probably hard to see from the back of the room, the perspective of children is often hard to hear in the large arena of debate on welfare reform. And I know of no one who's more qualified to address this topic than our next speaker, Dr. Kristen Moore. Welcome to Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm originally from Minnesota, so it's just great to be back where it's cold. I love it. It was our initial hope that I would be able to present the preliminary results from our study of families on welfare. Can you hear me? I don't have a height problem, so.
No.
No.
A little trouble hearing?
You're having trouble hearing.
Initially, we hoped I'd be able to present the preliminary results from our study of welfare families as part of the national evaluation of the federal jobs program created by the 1988 Family Support Act. We're examining the effects of that particular reform on the children in welfare families. At this point in time, we only have descriptive data because the two-year impact data are still coming in. We're reforming welfare before we really even know whether the last reform worked. We have found, though, that descriptive data are very important because, like Tom said, if people really listen to the descriptive data, we have to discard many of our stereotypes. Unfortunately, I don't have permission to discuss that report, but I want to leave you with one thought as you design a new generation of welfare programs. This is that welfare families are a highly heterogeneous population. Tom and I did not plan this, but we're making a very similar point. They're very diverse, they're very heterogeneous, their response to welfare reform is going to be very different, and they need very different kinds of supports and services. They are not a stereotypic homogeneous group of people, and the children aren't either. In another sense, though, it's good that I don't have data to show because I love data, and I might just concentrate on the data. I'm going to discuss instead why on earth would one want to study the effects on children of welfare reform efforts that are directed at adults. Mandated education and job training in the jobs program are focused on adults. This is not Head Start. Why would one imagine that there might be implications for children? Interestingly, the work that we're doing at Childhood is one of the first major studies of how welfare affects children, and some of the only other work has actually been done by Professor Maynard. Given the title of the program, Aid to Families with Dependent Children, this may seem surprising, but the focus of research and policy have not been on children. So we were starting this study on the effects of welfare reform on children almost from scratch. We did something that I have to recommend that people do more often, and something that policymakers located here in Madison can do more easily than policymakers in many other locations. We consulted the available research evidence, and we built a conceptual model. We keep revising the model as more research becomes available. So what I'm going to share today is a work in progress. The focus of this talk is the mechanisms or pathways by which programs for welfare families have the potential to influence children. There are two types of programs generally directed at welfare families. There are single-generation programs, and there are two-generation programs. And program planners and researchers have always assumed that two-generation programs have potential effects on children. Services are developed and offered to the parent generation, and they're also offered to the child generation. It is less widely assumed that single-generation programs have this potential. But programs that change the lives and circumstances of parents inevitably have the potential to change children's lives. It is crucial that we begin to understand why and how such effects occur, especially at a time of fairly radical experimentation, which is really moving forward before we really understand how welfare affects kids at all.
A challenge of promoting educational programs and the attainment of educational credentials, diplomas also seems to be effective. But the question is whether attendance and diplomas will suffice to enhance children's well-being, since little evidence exists that maternal achievement, that is learning levels, have been increased by these programs to date. Impacts via the income pathway seem to be small, and impacts via maternal psychological well-being are unclear. Two-generation programs with a parenting component seem to have some positive effects on parenting, but such components are rare in current welfare programs, or, I might add, in any of the new welfare reforms being discussed currently in Washington. We caution that the studies we're following are in progress. Their long-term results may be different than their initial results. Also, impacts may accumulate across different pathways, so that the sum total of their effects is greater than the individual effects. On the other hand, offsetting effects may occur. But the early evidence clearly indicates that these programs focus on adult outcomes, and even those focus on adult outcomes plus child outcomes, do not have the clear positive impact for children that programs that focus directly on children seem to have. They're not Head Start. What will be the effects of the more punitive programs that are now being contemplated? At this point, we don't know. But we suggest that the kind of model building we've gone through in order to think about the jobs program ought to occur for every welfare reform initiative. A lot of research has been done on the factors that enhance child development. Building on this existing research, it may be possible to design programs that do, in fact, aid families with dependent children. Thank you.
The results that Dr. Moore discussed are in the final paper in your briefing report in just slightly different format than she discussed. Do you have questions for Dr. Moore? Yes, in the front.
I had just one. You made the observations that, you know, I'm a very visual person, so I appreciate your asking, but many observations, you said there were offsetting factors and so forth, but in none of the observations that I hear you mention that there seems to be a tendency, for example, a maternal education, bringing home the paper and so forth, draws a point from that if you can.
The question was that in many of the charts, they showed no effect or positive effect, but the speaker didn't mention any negative effects. Have there been any negative effects of the two-generational programs on children? On children.
In general, these programs are designed to be positive for children. You know, really thinking about the children as they design them, and I'm just sort of searching through my memory bank to see if there really is
a negative effect that I can think of. There aren't ones that are coming. These programs are intended to be positive for children and families. They provide them with a lot of services. And I can't think of anything. Good question. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know from when we talk about adults and families, that mostly include maternal individuals. Are there any paternal information on these studies that would include fathers as well?
Mm-hmm. Most of the examples that were given focused on maternal variables. Has there been any study of paternal variables as well? Most of the studies do focus on mothers. I almost started talking about my results. We have some results from the mother about fathers. I think that is a very important gap. Virtually all of the programs, whether they're child development programs or whether they're income and training programs, focus on the mom, and they've really ignored the fathers. When they focus on the fathers, they focus on them particularly for their paycheck. And so the role that fathers might play that's broader than a paycheck, which is a very important role, I do not want to undermine the importance of child support, but the other roles that fathers might play have been ignored, and potentially very important. Yeah, very quick question.
Okay. When you speak of child, has there been any effort made to differentiate along the lines of age? In other words, the impact on a very young infant with the mother out of the home as opposed to a child at age 2 or 4?
In the comments that you made, have there been any studies that have looked at the impact of age of the child on outcomes? For example, infancy versus 3 or 4 year olds.
The one reason actually for the neglect of studies of children has been that most of the prior mandates have been for school-age children, and people thought, well, you know, what difference does that make? Now that the mandates are for preschoolers, the studies are moving forward to looking at younger children. Our study for children ages 3 to 5, there really are no studies of mandated participation for infants and babies. We really don't know. But it's interesting, I mean, it depends on how you look, how you define the studies. I mean, we have studies of preschool education where every hypothesis is that the effects of the child will be positive. And then we have studies of child care which have a very different beginning point, which is this is going to be negative for the child. And so if you look at that as a whole literature, in fact, it would suggest that some of these programs, if they're well designed, could in fact be very positive, even for younger children. Now, I don't want to extend that down to infants. We don't know.
And we'll have another 20 minutes at the end for further questions. Thank you very much.